Welcome to Reach For It Radio Show with your host, Christina Winslow. This program offers entertainment, inspiration, and fun as we feature practical tools to help you achieve what is actually possible. Learn new ways to reach for the stars and attain what you really want out of life. You just might find it is easier than you think. And now, your host, Christina Winslow.
Hey there, welcome to the show, everyone. So glad you're joining us today. We have a really interesting show and a wonderful guest joining us. Today, we're going to talk about the Mandela Effect, positive and negative timelines, and parallel universes. And our guest today is Christopher Stephen Jacobs, psychic medium, paranormal investigator, and author of From the Fall to the Lifting. He is sought after for his work with implant removal and alien abductees. He is dedicated to helping people in this spiritual growth and changing world. Christopher, welcome to the show. So glad you're here.
Thank you.
So I heard about the Mandela Effect, Chris, about a year ago on a radio show. I was just a radio show I never even listened to. I just kind of ended up on it somehow. You know how that happens? Mm-hmm. And for the people out there that aren't sure about what this is, it's been kind of a phenomenon that over the past 5 years has kind of gotten its own term. You can go to MandelaEffect.com. They have a ton of information on that website. But basically what they're talking about is that things that we remember and many people remember are changing. And I'm going to talk to Chris because he connects with the galactics and these wonderful spiritual helpers like Archangel Michael and all these different guides that he works with. This is going to be a great show. So basically, when we get started on this, I just want to give people a little bit of point of reference in case they hadn't heard of this before. So Nelson Mandela, in the 80s, I was really into political science and current events. And I swear he died in the 80s. And then in 2013, they were talking about his funeral. And it was confusing and perplexing. I'm like, I thought that he died when I was like in high school. Like I didn't remember him being alive. And a lot of other people around the world are saying the same thing. Another one that comes to mind is, you know, Field of Dreams, Chris. Do you remember that movie with mm-hmm. Kevin Costner? I know you're a lot younger than me. Okay, so the famous line, if you build it, blank will come. I always remembered it, they will come. I don't know about you. But
yes,
now
so did I, yes.
Now they're saying it's he will come. And same thing with the Disney movie, which Snow White, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? Now they're saying it's magic mirror. And so you go back and all these people are saying, wait, I remember it, mirror, mirror on the wall. And Sex in the City, I-N, the city, that's how I remember it, and a lot of other people. And now Sex and the City. And so we'll talk about more examples later, but basically the concept is, are we shifting timelines? Are we ascending or shifting consciousness? And the whole concept of parallel universes where we could have many parallel lives in existence all at the same time, which is hard for our linear way of thinking to grasp. And are things changing? So I'm curious what you have to say about this, Chris.
Yes, you know, the galactics have always told me that time isn't necessarily a line. It's more of a sphere. And it's the entire multiverse and the omniverse that they consider when telling their version of time and the movement of celestial bodies, et cetera, et cetera. Well, I've dealt with parallel universes for quite a while in a lot of my channelings. During my channelings, I encountered an Earth that was still in its medieval stage of development. And this was back in a time frame that was very similar to medieval, but it had some technology there. There were aliens involved, the whole bit. But I looked into this while I was looking into dimensions. Dimensions don't always necessarily mean a personal duplicate of yourself in a parallel universe. They could mean a totally different person too. And I looked into this and found several people in that universe I was connected to, went through their whole story. It's a long story. I'm not going to go into it, but they went on this whole typical, you know, medieval fantasy like quest to go take out the bad guy and so on. But I noticed there were effects from that universe that I was personally feeling, like some of the fears that some of the people were going through as they were ready to go into battle, some of the guilt from one of them that actually was on the bad side. I felt the guilt from that person that transposed to myself. There was another instance where there was a duplicate of myself in a different universe that had been killed, and I actually felt him pass to the other side. There was another instance here in this, in our own universe, where I had seen a bottle of soap in my bathroom all of a sudden was empty, and it was full again and in a different spot in the bathroom. That's evident of all these timelines merging together. That's what some of my guides have told me. The moon has been in different spots in the sky suddenly before. Sometimes some people around the eclipse saw several different moons in the sky, and then suddenly that changed. So I believe that's also evidence of the Mandela effect.
You know, this is so funny. I want people who are listening, if you've never heard of this, think if this has ever happened to you, because this has been happening, like what Chris was saying with the shampoo bottle. Okay. And I even told him about this a while back because it was such a crazy thing and I finally figured it out. So even though I had heard of the Mandela effect, I never really paid much attention to it because I hear about all these theories and being on the radio and publishing. I read all these books and, you know, concepts and take them all with a grain of salt. And some I, you know, latch onto and a lot of I forget. Well, I've forgotten all about it. And it was this Christmas and the craziest thing happened. And I mean, it was like emotionally traumatic for me. My husband can attest and my kids. I go to my, you know, being Italian, it's tradition. I go to this one Italian deli, been going to it for years every Christmas, and I go all out, buy every kind of Italian cookie you can imagine, and, you know, all the cannolis and the biscotti and the right bread and all the good stuff. I just splurge, and, you know, there's certain candy that I get from Florence, Italy, that my dad would always get every year. So, Chris, I'm at this Italian deli. And I hadn't been there for quite a while. And, you know, probably 6 to 12 months, maybe the last Christmas, you know. So hadn't been there. I show up. It's like a Jewish delicatessen. It was not Italian at all. You know, it's still named the same thing. But all the products were different. I mean, I was having meltdown at the pastry counter because they didn't have cannolis and pignolis and biscotti and all the things that I would get every year. We'd get all the Italian Christmas cookies. And the lady was like, no, this is what we have. They have these lemon things. And like, it was like not even Italian. Okay. So then I go to the bread section. There's no Italian bread in this Italian deli. It's all bagels and like the, and I apologize to all my Jewish friends out there if I'm saying the name wrong, challah or the bread they use at Hanukkah and stuff, all that kind of bread. And there's nothing wrong with the Jewish delicatessen. You know, I'm from the East Coast. They're awesome. But when you're expecting one thing and you see another, they couldn't find the candy that was always at the front display. They didn't even know what I was talking about. I had to find some poor kid he looked Italian and I grabbed him and he found him like on the back shelf with dust on him, you know? And I was freaking out. My kids were like, Mom, you like losing it. We don't know what's wrong with you. I tell my husband about it. Then I'm researching the Mandela effect. A month later, I was like, wait a minute. Could that have been a different timeline where they maybe chose to buy different products? You know, because you hear about other people who go to the same restaurant every week and they go to order a certain dish and the people are like, no, we've never served that. So anyway, it was a crazy experience. And I think a lot of us are going through that right now. And I'm curious to find out, is this speeding up? Like, you know, people have paid attention over the last 5 years of this happening. But are the timelines merging at a faster pace now? Or what are you getting on that?
Oh, yes, most definitely. As we're approaching fifth density, I've been told that the timelines are all kind of bottlenecking into a single thread. And sometimes those different threads from different universes don't quite mesh. Like the information can be drastically different or the information can be similar. It just depends on at what point in the multiverse it's fusing with another. It's like having an edit in a software where you're merging sound and merging video together, and they don't always mesh. And I've encountered these things too at restaurants. I've encountered these at stores where they said, "Oh, we've never had that product before." So I can relate to that. I even brought a piece of paper in to a place one time, an ad that said, "Here, it was a cell phone place." I said, "Here you go. Here's the ad." And they're like, "No, we never printed that." I'm like, "It has your company stamp on it."
Okay, I love that you have proof, because I'm one of those skeptics, and I found some proof. Now, here's one. Berenstein Bears is how I remember it. S-T-E-I-N. Berenstein Bears. And as a kid, and even when my kids were tiny, and I'd play now they're saying it's never been that. It was Berenstein, S-T-A-I-N. And even the publisher says it's always been Berenstein in Wikipedia, like all these places. But guess what, Chris? So I did my little journalism digging. I brushed off some of my journalism tricks from when I actually went to school for this. And I found this. I found on the internet, someone posted, they scanned a TV guide from 1985, September 12th, 1985, a TV guide, and there, sure enough, and it's on the internet, you guys, if you want to find it, or email me if you can't find it, and I'll send you. I took a screenshot of it. 7 a.m., there you go, on Channel 4 and Channel 9, Berenstein Bears. It was the premiere of it. And so people are finding these clues like you did with the ad. And, you know, this old TV guide that someone found. So we're not crazy.
No. What's interesting is I happen to have an old Berenstein Bears book I found in my old childhood stuff, and it has the old spelling on it. So if anybody wants to dispute that, I was like, here's the book.
Oh, my gosh. You got to take a picture of that and send me the JPEG.
Oh, most definitely. And I'm going to post that since it's such controversy. Yes.
Yeah, post it. You always make videos of our radio shows. You should post that on your video, because I think people would like to see that with their own eyes.
Oh, most definitely. And here's another difference for you. This is a big one. When I went to go see the new Star Wars film not that long ago, and there were two things that are two instances that took place with this. There's an actor in that movie by the name of Max von Sydow, and he was in the original Conan the Barbarian with Arnold Schwarzenegger. The thing of it is, my father ended up showing me an obituary of Max von Sydow back around the time when Conan the Barbarian was filmed. And then when I told him, I was like, "No, he's in the new Star Wars film. You're mistaken." He goes, "No, I have the obit in my stuff from back in the 80s. And I said, "Okay, show this to me." You know, he didn't know where it was, but he knew he had it in his stuff. And when I told him the man was still alive and in the last Star Wars film, he goes, "No, you have to be mistaken." I said, "Look up the IMDb, you tell me." And he was completely shocked at that. And also composer John Williams, the one who did the Star Wars music. I remember years ago seeing on the news or on some program that John Williams, the composer, died. And then now he's doing the new Star Wars film. So this is definitely evidence of the Mandela effect.
That's crazy. Okay, so isn't that interesting? Because there's a ton of information on that website. I told everybody about MandelaEffect.com. And I didn't even see those two items that you just mentioned, Chris. So that would be fascinating if you can, you know, get that information out there on your blog or something, because I think people would be interested in that. Now, here's a question I have. So Dolores Cannon and even Annie Kirkwood was the first channeling author. Gosh, it was a long time ago. I don't know if it was in the 80s or the 90s. And she wrote the book Mary's Messages to the World. She channeled Mother Mary and something about the New Earth. She was getting information on the New Earth. Dolores Cannon has done a ton of work with her books, her 1820 books she's written of past life regressions, and where she's found evidence through her regressions on parallel universes and the New Earth. Does this have something to do with that? Are we separating out from the old and living in a different reality right now, but it doesn't really seem like it? We're just noticing these little hints?
Oh, yes, most definitely. As we're going into fifth density and beyond, we're experiencing the changeover in reality. Now, there's going to be people like, say, in the Dark Cabal, for instance, they're going to be experiencing their 3D existence in an Earth that isn't so hospitable. Now, we're going into a reality that's much nicer, much happier. So it's so gradual that only certain people will notice these nuances, like through the Mandela effect. You know, people like you, me, anybody else are going to notice these subtle differences, but the majority of the population generally doesn't notice these things as we're going into this new energy.
Okay, so this brings me to another question for you, because Chris, okay, I did a show a while back about how people can, you know, remove implants themselves with essential oils and frequencies and meditations and the music, you know, Ted's music that he does. But, you know, if they need to bring in the big guns and they really feel like they need to go someone for implant removal, Chris is your go-to guy. I mean, he is so good. He finds things that nobody else can find, and he doesn't get freaked out if he sees some really crazy stuff. So here's the question for you, Chris, since you do all this implant removal and you work with alien abductees a lot, you do a lot of work. He's like a metaphysical therapist. He's so good with the work he does. But here's the thing. What about if you're doing all this work and now you're on a different timeline? You know, I think the psychics who are trying to predict things are getting confused, and they're not saying on this current timeline. Or if you're removing implants, you know, or getting this past life regression work or any kind of healing work that you're doing, what about bringing it current time, present day, current? Do you get what I'm saying? Because I wonder if people are spinning their wheels with getting therapy or implant removal or psychic readings or whatever they use. You know, there's many different beautiful, wonderful tools out there that you can choose from. And now with the shifting timelines, if people are stuck back on the old timeline, did their contract revocations not work? Or do they update it?
Well, yeah, that also depends on, you know, if they have any lessons to learn, I found out. Now, I noticed the old system of karma and contracts is obsolete in this new energy. However, you know, with implants and alternate timelines, for instance, like implants, I'll find in people, but I've noticed in recent days it's been very sloppily done by whoever put them in, and it's usually that goes back to the grays. But it was very sloppily done, like it was done hastily and not as efficiently. And I've noticed these changes. Also, some people have implants that were quite old that are looking like they're super aged, like aged by thousands of years, looking into them. I can tell if something's been there a while, and I know that person isn't 1,000 years old. So I look at these implants and go, these look like fresh implants, but they are ancient. And I remove them, and then the person's just fine, and they're in sync with the new timeline. Also, these other negative timelines, these doom and gloom lines that people always predict, like, oh, there's going to be this civil war, or, oh, there's going to be this disaster. And I know the irony. I was one of them in my book that talked about a civil war coming into this country. I wasn't mistaken. I was just seeing an alternate timeline that had been averted.
Okay, so when that's another thing. I'm glad you brought that up, because a lot of people are asking right now if this is true. There's a lot of people who are channeling information, and even scientists that are using historic information to come up with their predictions on, you know, how the Earth's crust shifts and all of their, you know, calculations. And basically what it comes down to, most of these people are all concurring with the information that March 16th through the 21st of this year is going to be some really drastic weather. Stuff has been predicted on both coasts, East Coast and the West Coast. Even big tsunamis have been predicted, earthquakes, also predictions, you know, about South and Central America. So are they looking at a different timeline? Are they looking at the current timeline?
I don't believe they are. I've been warned about the March 15th, 16th area as well. But usually when I get warnings like this, it's not for the fact that it's going to take place. The galactics are wanting me to help prevent something bad by manifesting something differently in the current timeline. Us going into 5D, our thoughts manifest things quicker. So when, say, there's something online saying, oh, there's an asteroid going to hit, oh, there's going to be an earthquake, that's not always the good guys. That's the dark cabal doing that, trying to get people to manifest an agenda that they wish to have take place. So I always tell people, I use the phrase manifest differently. That's a phrase that Archangel Michael came up with in a channeling one time, and I happen to use that quite a bit. It now, always when you look at something online, I always say take it with a grain of salt. You know, manifest what you want to take place in the future versus what you're reading about. Then it will turn out a lot better.
So that goes to the thing that I always like. You know, this is the way I like to live my life. I don't want to have my head in the sand. So, you know, if there is some major earth change coming, I want a heads up, you know. However, there could be the huge, most drastic earth change, but if you create your own reality, it won't affect you. Do you know what I'm saying? So how can people mm-hmm. navigate through this? Because they're freaking out. I think there's some people that are like, what? There's something really bad that's going to come. All these different people are saying it. And I know it seems like every 6 months, there's somebody saying something bad is going to happen. But how would you suggest they create their own reality with that? On this timeline? Say affirmations about this timeline? Or what?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, do what also you can do what I do with past lives. Like, say, if you're a seer, for instance, and you're seeing a doom and gloom timeline, what I do for negative past lives and people's energy is I just tell people change the narrative or change the story, create a different outcome. Even in the past, this works, and they link to a different point on the multiverse where there was a happier ending. So in this instance, when you're seeing ahead, it works no differently than for the past. What you do is you change that future. Time is always in flux. I like the Doctor Who reference, that the phrase that says time can be rewritten, and that's always true. There's hardly anything anymore that's set in stone.
Okay, so we have a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to talk to Christopher about CERN and some other information about the timelines, parallel universes. It's going to be really awesome, so make sure you stay tuned. We will be right back with Christopher Stephen Jacobs.
Have you been told you should write a book? Do you need a little help getting started? Or maybe your manuscript is already written and you require some fine-tuning before you publish. Big Country Publishing offers writing coaching packages that are custom tailored to you. Contact Big Country Publishing today so they can help you to get your book and message out to the world. Learn more at www.bigcountrypublishing.com.
Are you looking for healing or a change in your life to help you enjoy it more fully? You might benefit from a galactic energy reading and clearing from Chris Jacobs. Chris will work with you on a soul level to clear unseen negative influences, implants, programs, contracts, and energetic blocks. Chris Jacobs is a gifted energy healer. Contact him today at ChristopherStephenJacobs@gmail.com.
Angelic Sound Healing by Amazon's bestseller Ted Winslow. Experience the healing tones of these divine frequencies as you call upon your angels. Transcend yourself into the angelic realm and let your spirit soar to the sensation of theta binaural beats. Now available on Amazon and iTunes, Angelic Sound Healing by Ted Winslow.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. We are talking about the Mandela Effect. So I hope you guys are having fun with this show because I sure am. And we have a special guest, Christopher Stephen Jacobs. Okay, so I want to bring up one more topic that I've seen about out there about the Mandela Effect and CERN. And this is interesting, Chris. And then he's going to bring in some of his guides and galactic friends, and we're going to get some information from them about timelines and the Mandela Effect. So I'm excited about that. So really quick, Chris, I was reading an article. It was actually in January of this year, January 21st, and you can see it on that website I keep telling you about with the Mandela Effect. Anyway, basically what they talk about is this article that was written about CERN. And what the author says in this article is basically physicists only have 2 to 3 years before CERN shuts down the Large Hadron Collider for upgrades. And when this happened, this is what the writer and some of these scientists are saying. When this happens, we're going to be stuck with whatever we get on Earth frequency wise. And basically they're saying that, you know, from 2017 to 2019, there will be quite a bit of noticeable glitches. And they are saying that you're basically stuck at that ascension level. I'm just paraphrasing. It's a very long article, but I'm just curious on what you get from that. If this is old timeline stuff or totally not even true, or there's some truth to it.
Well, as I've been sitting here, you know, my galactic friends have been standing here, and as you're talking, I could see Michael standing here just shaking his head. No, he says it's all false. He said every word of that is false.
Ooh, well, that's good. So, speaking of Michael, does he have any information for us, or who would like to come forward?
Okay, this is, Michael is the one standing at the forefront here. There's a couple of other beings behind him that travel with him, but Michael is the one that wants to speak. Now, they will speak through using my voice. You may even hear tones and pitches of their own voices overlaid onto mine. Some people can hear that, some people can't. So let me see here. Now, the question was about CERN specifically?
Or just, you know, what's happening with the timelines. I think people also want to know CERN, the timelines, and also the weather predictions in this coming March, if there is going to be any earthquakes or anything on the coasts. Or weather.
Okay. Now this is Michael. Greetings all on the call. I am Mikhail, as you know me as Michael, the so-called Archangel, though I do not require prefixes or titles of any kind. The first of the concerns that you bring forward is that of CERN, this Hadron Collider. Fear not. I and several other of the galactics have secured this endeavor on behalf of all the free peoples of Earth. This was a dangerous tool that was created by fallen members of my own culture, which you call the Anunnaki, or the Orion Souls. These members have been secured and helped. Therefore, the humans in charge of this Hadron Collider have now also been secured and helped. Thusly, the Agarthans have also helped secure the Hadron Collider. This was something that was never meant to exist in your timeline. Now, on to the timelines merging. This is something that I have spoke of very often, along with other members of my inner circle. These timelines merging will get more and more rapid as your perception of time becomes more and more rapid, because humans have the capacity to see time in a spherical sense. This is how it actually exists out there in the universe. Time as you know it, past, present, and future, all operate as one sphere of influence. This is not only your multiverses transforming into a sphere versus several threads or veins and arteries. This is more or less a sphere of the omniverse showing itself to you in many different ways. There are other instances of, as you say, deja vu. This is related to past life memories. This is not just the future. You may change these on a whim, or you can allow the flow and ebb of time itself to change them for you. This will be an automatic occurrence. However, there is another third thread to this equation. Abduction memories caused by the ones you know as the Greys and the Draconians. These memories will eventually become reinserted. Humans have actually lived a lot longer than they know to be. There are many, many years of time gaps associated with these abduction memories. Though dangerous to reintegrate at this current moment in time, you will notice the same effects as this Mandela effect, but in different and less subtle ways. The Mandela effect is more subtle and more direct. The abduction memories will be harmful if seen, and also be more jagged, as it were, to the touch. These weather predictions, as you say, come from two sources. One being Mother Gaia, as you call her, and HARP. HARP has since been disabled. However, Mother Gaia must rebalance her energies. So therefore, these instances of large storms, instances of drought, instances of too much rain, etc., are caused by these imbalances and disharmonious energies that the Dark Cabal created when they used HARP. This, unfortunately, must rebalance. This will eventually become a new timeline all unto itself, to where the Earth becomes a tropical paradise. You will see no more snowy mountains. You will see no more ice caps. You will see water, and a fresh water source will be created as a result that is trapped in the ancient ice of what you call the Arctic and the Antarctic. These are some of the secrets of Atlantis that were trapped within the ice. This will be unlocked the moment what you call the greenhouse effect takes place, of which actually does not exist. This is something that was made up to cover the fact that HARP used. This is what I came to say. Thank you.
Thank you. So do you have another guide that would like to come forward, Chris?
Oh, sure. This one, let me see. I'm seeing there's this other race of beings known as the Elephantine race. They look like little elephant people walking around. Mm-hmm. And there's one that's coming forward. I have channeled him on several occasions on the Diamonds Forever show and the Candy Shop show. This is somebody that other people have channeled. He nicknames himself George, but he has a much larger name that I can't pronounce. Let me see. And he's spoken of the timelines before on the other shows, but that he must want to update the information here. So I'll bring him through. Hello. My name, as this one knows it to be, is George. My species is known as the Elephantine race. Many people have channeled and seen images of myself on your internet. However, I am not always the one that communicates with them. They just mistake others for myself, unless there is one specific bit of information, that is the timeline corruption and timeline changing that I wish to speak of. These timelines, I am a guardian of such timelines, and I have noticed this mergence into, as you say, into a one single one verse once again. Back in the time before the Omniverse, there was a single universe with two concepts of what you call good and evil. These two concepts did not have a third component in which to branch out into a single set of sacred geometry. It was Michael and other beings that aided with this sacred geometry. When the third component was devised, which is a mixing of both good and evil, there was an explosion between the original center of chaos and center of light. These two exploded, creating what you know as the Big Bang. This then spread out and created the arteries and veins known as parallel universes. A choice was offered to these universes to honor the oneness between dark and light. However, this third component, which was always in play, as you say, is known as a mix of energies. This one calls it the twilight energy convergence. This convergence will not be noticed for many years to come. However, its effects can already be felt. Each human being is a mix between dark and light possibilities. Therefore, the choice to honor the oneness between both dark and light must be considered. These timelines, as they merge, will create these weird effects, such as your restaurant, dear Christina, and this one's movie descriptions and song descriptions, and thusly will be displayed forth in a weird fashion, such as moments of deja vu, moments of ill clarity, because other duplicates may not have your vision or lack of or certain clarity. This is an effect of the physics of the merging of the timelines. Here is an example. Say you are standing on a street facing a particular building. Say a duplicate of yours is facing a different building and is on an opposite street. This could cause a moment of ill clarity to where you do not know where you are and on what street you are on. This can also apply to a business changing, as you said, to one type of food to another. These instances will become more evident as we move into the fifth density and beyond. Your thoughts will also manifest new timelines, so be careful on what you think, but do not become paranoid as to how you think. Feel free to be yourself, but always, and remember this, be kind to others, but also remain in balance and be true to yourself. If your way is peace, therefore honor it. If your way is the way of the warrior, also honor it. This will ensure the oneness is secure and choice is always secure. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for that, Chris. So we have a little bit of time left. Do you want to bring in anyone else, or do you want to continue with our discussion?
We can continue with the discussion.
Okay. I just didn't know if anyone was like, no, you got to say the. Okay, so that was really interesting. And for those of you who want to follow Chris, he is a regular guest on the Diamonds Forever show and also the Candy Shop show. So, you know, a lot of people follow Chris and he gets these messages weekly. Are you on their shows weekly or several times a week, Chris?
On the Diamonds Forever show, usually on every week. On the Candy Shop show, I'm usually on the last two Wednesdays of a month.
Okay, there you go. So it's easy. You can find them because that's a pretty big show. So that's how I found Chris. And then we became great friends. And, you know, you do a lot of work with people, Chris, with the empowering them. You know, I like that about you because when someone does a session with Chris and he gives them a reading, healing, energy healing, whatever comes up, implant removal, whatever they require, that he's really dedicated to try to get as much done as he possibly can in that one session. And you truly, you know, are in service to others mode and just a really good guy. So what I want to ask you, Chris, is now knowledge is power, right? So now we have this knowledge that we're not crazy. It was Berenstain Bears or, you know, Nelson Mandela, those of us who remember him passing away in the 80s, you know, we are not losing it. We have this knowledge. We have this power. How do we use it to empower ourselves? And how do we use it to our advantage? If we have this knowledge now, how can we use it to make our lives better? What are ways we can, what's your take on it?
Well, knowledge is definitely always power. You know, some people have disagreed with me on that, like some negative knowledge is not needed, or always remaining in the positive is needed, which that is true. But as the Galactics have always said, this universe is, and multiverses are made up of both dark and light. So when you come across a bit of negative information, like say stuff about false flags or about chemtrails or HARP usage or anything like that, you take the information, you see it, you assimilate it into your brain, and then you manifest something differently in your world. You know, you say, this does not exist. You know, the universe, multiverse, my witness to this, I am now hereby manifesting a different reality, a different timeline, a different way of thinking. I'm not saying to ignore these things that are happening. I mean, the guides have say, you know, there are instances where you have to ignore, instances that you don't. And that's also what I'm saying is, like, say you see a chemtrail in the sky, you go, oh, okay, this, they're doing this. But then don't take it any further than that. Don't go, oh my God, they're doing this, because you just did the Dark Cabal's job for them. You just manifested more of their evil plot. So what you do is you take that incident and you just file it. You say, okay, this was an incident where they just tried to get me to manifest wrongly. I will manifest differently and say, I choose to be more positive. I choose to remain in the light. I choose to remain in service to others. I choose to move forward with my life, live my life, and not completely get sucked into the dark agenda.
And what about this? You see the chemtrail, instead of, oh my God, they're poisoning us like bugs and we're all going to die, instead of that response, you know, look at it. Interesting. They're, you know, really? That's all they got? They can't affect us. You know what I mean? Why not turn it and be like a teenager? Have attitude and just be like, you know what? I see it. Other people are waking up. Other people are seeing it. It's not going to affect us. Now, I know people are really getting sick by it, and I'm not discounting any of that. But if you're not sick from it, don't make yourself sick by focusing on doom and gloom. Have a little attitude out there and just, you know, that doesn't work for me. That doesn't affect me. That's not going to be in my reality. That isn't going to be in my body. And, you know, we could change things so much if we just changed our thinking.
Yes, exactly. You know, all we have to do is just change our thought patterns. You know, I always run into people that say, you know, oh, I can't go on this path. You know, I have a family to take care of. Oh, I can't go on this path. It seems too scary. All it requires is that you change the way you're thinking. I'm not telling people to pick up a sword and go after these evildoers. That's, you know, there are people that have that job, you know, the people that do that job. You don't need to do that. Just change the way you're thinking and feeling and manifest things differently in this new timeline. That's all I've ever asked people to do.
So when, if someone is noticing the shifting timeline, probably the people listening to this show who would be attracted to this show have either experienced it or will see it now that they're aware of it. Mm-hmm. I'm not too worried about my audience because, and the crew that follows BBS Radio and you, Chris, because we're really seeking out truth and paying attention and opening our eyes. And, but let's say let's give a hypothetical. You're at a family function and you know the timeline has totally changed. Will some of those people that are not awake and aware have a different memory about, I would think that there's going to be a ton of family blowouts. If some people have one memory and another people have another memory, and there's got to be some kind of interesting dynamic there.
Oh, yes, most definitely. I've run into this myself with friends and other family members to where, you know, I'll have a different set of memories on an incident that took place or something that took place, and they'll go, oh, no, Chris, maybe you got hit in the head or something like that, you know, which that did happen during my accident, but that's not part of that. they'll say, oh, no, this is what happened. You're not remembering correctly, and I have a crystal clear memory of some things that took place. So, yeah, it has caused some skews there with family members and with some friends. You know, I've had that happen too. So I feel sorry for people that happens to. But this is just, no, this is a form of the Mandela effect. These other people that are not aware and awake, they're remembering things from the old timeline. And if they don't wake up, they're going to remain in that old timeline. And eventually, they just won't be around anymore. I'm not saying they'll die or anything like that. Or they might, or the universe will dictate that that's their time to leave. It just depends from person to person. They'll just either not be in the person's life anymore that's actually moving along the path, or that other person will pass on. I've seen both things happen.
Well, that's an interesting topic because all these celebrities and a lot of rock stars, old rock stars, are all of a sudden, they're all dying like around the same time. I mean, I don't know if you've mm-hmm. seen that, Chris, but it's like, just, it seems like every week there's some rock icon dying or celebrity that have been around forever. And so what is that? Is it because people can't handle the energy, or it was just their predetermined time to go anyway, and it just happens to be around this time frame?
I feel it's that way. Sometimes it was their time to leave because they had a mission that they had to take care of something on the other side in the spirit world. Or there's a third option here where when, say, someone passes, they kind of default back to the form they once were as an ET. Like, I've seen this happen with the Sirian Star Beings and the Pleiadian Collective, where somebody passes on, and I've noticed as I'm helping them to the other side, they start to take on more alien features, like the Sirians have blue skin and pointed ears, like Spock. And they said, oh, my actual name is such and such, and I come from the year 300,000 something something, and I'm from the planet Nastea, the Sirian homeworld, and my mission was to aid in helping with the timelines, et cetera, et cetera. Now, my time was up doing that, and I could return to my Sirian form, my Pleiadian form, what have you. And I have seen that quite often, too, where a lot of these ETs had missions to help bring about the new timeline shift and the advent of fifth density to help people in this particular moment of history. See, to them, this is a pivotal turning point or a watershed event. Some of these species that are from the future, they already know what was going to happen with a single perfect possible timeline. Now they're here to make sure that it takes place.
Okay, and this is a whole nother show, but we have a little bit of time. So this brings me to a question that I'm sure a lot of people who are opening their minds are curious about. If you're noticing when people are crossing over that they're not staying in the human form and some of them are going to their galactic form that they originated with, does that mean the theory of how the Lords of Karma and that reincarnation cycle of doom where you keep being recycled over and over by the Archon theory? I hope I'm not losing everybody on this. I think you know what I'm talking about, Chris. Mm-hmm. Has that changed?
Most definitely that's changed. In this new timeline, it's not going to support any of the old doctrines and dark agenda indoctrination policies. Like, even the concept of karma is becoming quickly outdated, or at least the way people understand it to be. They still see it as a form of judgment or penance. That may have been true, say, 10 years ago, but now... No, I mean, it's more shifts in energy now. There were other dark agendas out there where people's energies were being kept in a prison. That has been dealt with already. It was forcing people to harshly reincarnate in a form of penance. That is completely gone. That was actually AI controlled, but that's a totally different subject altogether that I've discovered that's been interfering with people's life paths and making them think they've done something detrimentally wrong when they really have not.
So is there a way, let's say we have a loved one that's passed away and we're waking up and we're like, wait a minute, we don't have to do that again. They can't put us on a guilt trip to come back down in a body and have a life of suffering because we, you know, are these, you know, we see ourselves as infinite beings that are from the Creator and don't want to get caught up in this trap again. Is there a way to communicate to your past loved ones who might still be in that religious programming thinking, you know, they're in purgatory or they have to come back and take a life of suffering again? Or are they shifting automatically with us?
Some shift automatically. Other ones that, say, are in the spirit world or as ghosts, they take some convincing that there is no hell or there is no judgment. I run across that with ghosts. I run across that with other humans that are stuck in the indoctrination. What I do is, I used to have a really difficult time with really harshly religiously indoctrinated people. I used to have a severe bias against them, but then I realized over time that bias of mine was actually harming the situation. So what I did is I just let them go, let them do their own thing, let the timelines try to change them, let the energy try to change them and help them. And if they weren't meant to be changed, they would just either pass on or pass to a different reality altogether.
Okay, well, I'm curious, in this new timeline, we only have a few minutes left, but in this new timeline, is the evil queen, as I like to refer to her, the Queen of England, good old Elizabeth, when is that? I'm sorry, but how much time does she have in this reality? Because how old is she? Is she like discovered the Fountain of Youth or what? I mean, I'm just really perplexed. Do you have any information on her? I know a lot of people will be very happy when she crosses over.
Well, you know, there's something interesting about that. My guides have been telling me in my ear since you mentioned Queen Elizabeth. They just said she's a reptilian. I heard somebody whisper in my ear. that should tell you something with the reputation the Draco have and Arconians and all them have. Somebody just whispered in my ear that her family is of the 13 Cabal families. So that would not surprise me in the slightest. I don't know the names of all the 13 Cabal families. I just know of the Rothschilds. But somebody just told me that they have the blood of one of the 13 Cabal families.
Well, because I know there's a lot of people out there where, like, Bush Senior, and, you know, a lot of the whistleblowers and information is coming out about all these atrocities and crimes against humanity that a lot of these huge public figures in power have done. And, you know, I'm just curious. You see these you know, someone like David Bowie crosses over and you're like, oh, everybody's so sad because he, you know, touched so many lives. And then you see these other, you know, dark beings that have done a lot of damage to humanity for many decades are still around. Just curious, you know, it with this shifting timeline, if you see anything, just as a final note, coming in this next year that you'd like to share with the audience.
Yes, I know this date that's being thrown around, this March 15th, 16th. You know, I've been told that the Ides of March, that's around between that time frame, I've been told that there is something large that's going to happen. What is determined, what that big thing is usually up to the people. I've been told there's a device out there, and this is something I'll briefly touch on. My mother and I have been working on this set of channelings for a couple months now about a device called the Chaos Machine. It's an AI. I'll just go into it very briefly. Syrians, a long time ago, built it. It ended up gaining a sentience over time. The thing in control of all of our financial institutions. It's also being worshipped as more of like a devil figure. It also goes under the symbol of the Black Sun. This particular entity is not necessarily a devil, so to speak. It's a computer. It is the March 15th, I believe, is a positive timeline to where this particular entity finds its way out of our reality. And this is how I believe the Ra group meant that money was going to go by the wayside. But like they said in the last show I was on with you, where they said that money was going to be no more before disclosure. I believe these positive thoughts that people are going to put out there past this next month and to get rid of this entity I only know as chaos, that will completely clear up that before disclosure takes place.
Wow. Well, sounds like we're going to need another show this spring, Chris. It's been such a pleasure. Really quick, we are pretty much out of time, but can you tell people how to get a hold of you?
Yes, I have my email, which is Christopher Stephen Jacobs, that's Stephen with a PH, not a V, at gmail.com. My Facebook is facebook.com/Christopher.S.Jacobs, and my website is christopher8.wix.com/watcherspeak.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this show, everyone. Chris, thank you so much for being our guest today. It has been such a pleasure.
Thank you, Christina, for having me on.
Oh, you know what? This is a great show, Chris, and you're always a fun guest, and I appreciate your time. And to all of you listening, thank you so much for listening to this show. We love your feedback. Please email us and also follow me on Twitter at Callisto Winslow. And we'd love to hear from you. We hope all of you have a wonderful week. Namaste.
Thank you for tuning in this week to Reach For It Radio. Please join your host, Christina Winslow, live each Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, on BBS Radio. Listen live or listen later. Subscribe for free on iTunes or Stitcher. Or connect with us on reachforitradio.com.